Pray. Your Father in heaven, as a father pities his children, so we pray that you would pity us, for we are only dust. Bless your word in our hearts, listen to all our prayers, and answer us for Jesus' sake. Amen. What a blessed thing it is for a child to have an earthly father who truly loves him, who cares for him and protects him. This child lives in peace and security. When he wakes up in the morning, he doesn't wonder, is there going to be anything to eat? Am I going to have any clothes? He trusts that his father is going to take care of these things. Well, if that's the way it is with earthly fathers, then we should have an even greater peace and security in the knowledge that we have a heavenly Father. Jesus said, if you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? Sunday after Sunday, we pray, Our Father who art in heaven. Day after day, we pray, Dear Father, help me. Heavenly Father, give me. O Father, forgive me. But what gives us the right to address God as Father and to expect that He's going to carry out fatherly duties toward us? Look at Him. He's the Creator. He made this planet on which we live and all things in the universe. He filled this planet with good things. He put us within this planet and says, enjoy. But do so in a way that will bring glory to my name and will benefit everyone else. In short, he just makes one simple request of us. Love me, love one another. That's it. But look at us. Our lives are filled with acts of hatred. Every day we sin against God and against one another. We exalt things and people above God in importance. We use His name sinfully, or fail to use it when we ought to. We do not appreciate the hearing and learning of the Word. We show disrespect toward our parents and others in authority over us. We hurt each other. We lust after people who are not, to whom we are not married. We steal, either by theft or by cheating. We say terrible things about one another. We desire to have things that God has given to other people. So why should this holy God, this mighty Creator, allow us to use the word Father when we're talking to Him? Who do we think we are? Shouldn't we rather say, Our Judge who art in heaven? Shouldn't we see Him as a fierce and angry judge who will take vengeance and at any moment cast us into the fires of hell? And yet with boldness and confidence we say, Our Father who art in heaven. So how did that happen? Well, you know the answer. Thank God you know the answer. We are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of us as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. At one time there was a barrier set up between us and God, a barrier of our own making, the pebbles, the stones, the rocks, the boulders of our own sins, cemented together by pride and hatred, was a barrier. Isaiah put it this way, Your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden His face from you so that He will not hear. However, one of the greatest howevers of all, the Son of God has broken down that barrier by his own suffering and his own death. The pebbles, the stones, the rocks, the boulders of our sins were placed upon him, came crashing down upon him, and he died for those sins. The result is that the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, now cleanses us from all our sin. The barrier is removed. Because of this, as many of us as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. As He was pure and holy, we are pure and holy. Now we are the sons of God through faith in Jesus Christ. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. Abba, the Hebrew word for father. Kind of like the word daddy or papa. There's love in that word. He is your father. He has given you a new birth into his family. He loves you as nobody else ever has or ever could. Before you go to bed tonight, take your Bibles out and read Psalm 103. What a beautiful description of the love of the Father. It's one thing to have a father here on earth, but a father in heaven? Who can imagine such a thing? Here's a father who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. So we have as our father one who not only possesses a love that has no limits, but also has a power that has no limits. Unlimited love, unlimited power, that's our Father. And what more could you want? Our Father, who art in heaven. As we begin our study of the Lord's Prayer, we will do so knowing that in God, we, all of us, our Father, we have a Father who is both willing and able to do all that is needed for us to reach heaven. Because this daddy wants all his children to come home and be with him forever. We pray, we join in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And we will close with hymn 112. 112, verse 4 and verse 6. And when we end verse 6, speaking of a joyful year, let's think of this school year. This is a tune that's used, I think, only once in the hymnal. So listen carefully and try to follow along as the organist plays through it.